The Crown by M.R. James. Retold by Paul Shipton. Penguin Active Reading, Level 1. First Simplified Edition Text Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2002. Recording Copyright, Pearson Education Limited, 2007. Not to be publicly performed, resold, hired, copied, or re-recorded without written permission from the publishers. Chapter 1. Paxton's Story. "Do you want to see a doctor?" Long asked.
No, the young man said. I'm afraid."
"It's a cold night. Come in and sit down. Don't be afraid. That noise is only the wind in the trees. Please listen to my story. It started on a dark, dark night in Seabra. Do you know Seabra? It's a small English town near the sea. There's a train station near it, and there are some houses and shops. There's one small hotel. The beach is good and long, but the sea is usually very cold. That isn't a problem for me. I don't like swimming. I was at the hotel there with my friend, Henry Long. It was cold that April, and there weren't many people in Seabra. That was good for us, because it was quiet. It was a good holiday. Every day, Long and I walked near the sea. In the evenings, we liked to sit in the hotel and talk. Suddenly, one evening, there was a noise at the door. A young man opened it. "I'm sorry," he said to us. "Please excuse me." "That's okay," I said. "Come in," Long said. The young man came into the light. He was short, and he had dark hair. I looked at his unhappy face. "What's wrong?" I asked. "Are you okay?" "Do you want to see a doctor?" Long asked.
No, the young man said. I'm afraid."
"Why?" Long asked. The young man didn't answer my friend's question. "Sit down and have a drink," I said. "What's your name?"
"Paxton."
He didn't say his first name. I don't know it today. "What's wrong, Paxton?" I asked. The young man looked at me and then at Long. His eyes were big, and his face was white.
"You don't know me," he said. "I understand that. But please believe me. Please."
This was very important to him. Then Paxton started his story. Long and I listened for a long time. Here is his story. Paxton was on holiday in Seabra too. He liked old buildings, and there were a lot of them near Seabra. One day, he went on his bicycle to a church near the town. It was a beautiful
small church. There was an old picture on it, with three crowns. It was very interesting, and Paxton wanted to know about it. There was an old man in the church garden. "Excuse me," Paxton said. "What do you know about this picture?" The old man put down his spade and looked at the young man. "Do you know the story of the three crowns?" he asked. "No," Paxton answered. "Sebra was always an important place," the old man said. "It is today, too. It's important because it's on the sea." "I don't understand," Paxton said. "The English wanted to protect their country from countries across the sea," the old man said. "They put three crowns in the ground near the sea. One of the crowns was here, near Sebra." "But why?" Paxton asked. He didn't understand. "What did three crowns in the ground do?" "The three crowns were magic," the old man said. "Their magic protected the country." "Do people believe that?" Paxton asked with a smile. "Many people here in Sebra believe it," the old man answered. "But do you believe it?" Paxton said. The old man looked at the dark sea. His eyes were dark too. He didn't answer Paxton's question. "And where are these crowns now?" Paxton asked. He looked at the water too. There was a boat on the sea. It was small on the dark water.
"That's a difficult question," the old man said. "One of them is in London now. Every day, people on holiday can go and look at it. One of the crowns is in the sea. Now only one crown is in the ground, but its magic is working today."
"Do you know about the last crown?" Paxton asked. "Where is it?"
"I don't know that," the old man said.
"Who knows?" Paxton said.
"Only the Agers family."
"Who are they?" The old man looked into Paxton's eyes.
"Agers is a very old name in Sebra. The Agers were a family here for many years. Families come and go, but the Agers always stayed. They never moved away."
"Why not?"
"The men of the family had a very important job."
The old man was quiet now.
"The crown protected the country, and the Agers protected the crown."
Paxton didn't believe the old man's story, but it was very interesting to him. "Where are the Agers?" he asked. "Can I talk to them?"
The ages can't answer any questions about the crown now, the old man said. William Ages was the last person in the family. He lived near here. But he isn't talking now.
Why not?
Suddenly, it was very quiet at the church. The old man put his hand on a gravestone. He looked at Paxton's face. His eyes were cold now.
You aren't from Seabra, he said. Go back to your hotel. Don't think about the crown again.
I'm sorry, Paxton started. But
the old man didn't listen. He walked away from Paxton and from the church.
What did I say? Paxton asked.
Only the wind listened to him. Then he looked down at the gravestone. William Ages. This was William Ages's gravestone. The man was dead. Who protected the crown now?